This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run. You're with Julian Lin and Sherrod Lima. The Langkawi International Maritime and Aerospace Exhibition is going on right now. A lot of focus on the aerospace and local aviation industry. According to the Malaysian Reserve, the country's aerospace industry is expected to hit 16 billion ringgit this year, driven by the so-called MRO segment, which stands for Manufacturing and Maintenance, Repair and Overhaul.
Yes, and earlier this week, Airbus said that it is expected to generate roughly 2.2 billion ringgit from current sourcing and activities per year by 2023. I guess so that raised the question of what is the industry worth?
Exactly. So to talk more about this, we have Shiko Yusof, founder and analyst from the aviation consultancy firm Endow Analytics. Good morning, Shiko. What is the value of Malaysia's market to Airbus and as a customer and as part of the supply chain?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. That's a very good question. And Malaysia is indeed a big player in this part of the world where maintenance, repair and overhaul is concerned, what we also call MRO. And that's because the government has played an active part over the last 20, 30 years in attracting various companies in the aerospace segment to come and invest here. And as we have seen at Lima in the last 2 days, this is continuing at great speed.
And
go ahead, please.
No, so 16 billion ringgit is quite a lot of money. That's, of course, expected to hit the revenue that the industry is expected to hit. Do you think this is realistic, Shukur?
It is, absolutely. I think there is no doubt that Malaysia can do a lot more to generate that kind of money. Globally, throughout the world, the MRO business is right now about 65 to 70 billion US. And Southeast Asia is about a third of that. So it's a huge chunk. And we're looking at 2025, where the entire global market is going to exceed 100 over billion. So there's a lot more that can be done. There's a lot more that can be improved in Malaysia's context, for example. So it's very much achievable, and that's the right way forward as far as I can see.
Shukor, in line with the Malaysian Aerospace Industry Blueprint 2030, Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir says that the government has plans to position Malaysia as the leading aerospace nation in Southeast Asia as an integral part of the global market. But there is also Seletar Airport in Singapore. So, put that into the equation. And if that is the goal, how far along are we?
We are not exactly competing with Singapore on that level. We need to separate the different segments of the MRO sector, what we can do and what Singapore is doing. Singapore clearly is ahead of the game in this part of the world. It's worth a lot of money. They have big boys there, Rolls-Royce, Pratt & Whitney. They're doing stuff that we're not doing in Malaysia. And Malaysia is focusing on, if I could say, lower-hanging fruits. I mean, looking at the repair of composite parts and then so on and so forth, whereas they are doing more advanced stuff. So Malaysia has a lot of wonderful things that it can offer potentially in terms of expansive land, relatively cheap labor and so on. And we have quite a very good skilled workforce here. So it is sustainable, it is doable, and I think the Prime Minister, who is known to be very, very adept in this industry, in the aerospace segment. I mean, I think he knows what he's talking about.
And Shuko, just to pin down this growth that you're very optimistic about, what is it driven by? Do we have some sort of competitive advantage? Because we are home to AirAsia, for example, which has a lot of planes to service. Is this something of our competitive advantage that you're thinking about?
Absolutely. AirAsia is the largest LCC, low-cost carrier, in Southeast Asia. It has the first-mover advantage. And in fact, it has positioned Malaysia at the forefront of the MRO because they have over 200 Airbus aircraft, and they are, in fact, Airbus's largest A320 customer in the world. And Airbus has also worked very closely with AirAsia, and that's why we're seeing Airbus having annually something like $400 million worth of business in this country. And there are about 4,000 jobs in Malaysia that are dependent on Airbus's presence, not just work with AirAsia, but work with companies like CCRM in Malacca, Sepang Aircraft Engineering, which is wholly owned also by Airbus, and you've got Spirit Aero Systems and companies like Strand and so on and so forth. So that there is a good ecosystem already existing in Malaysia for MRO, and that's something I think our agencies like MITI and our trade people are working extremely hard.
So Airbus has announced that this MRO space or the aerospace sector would contribute roughly about 2.2 billion ringgit in contracts. How immediate do you think this will come through, and will the current spat with the EU throw a spanner in the works?
Oh, no. I don't think so. In fact, I think Malaysia has the potential to work closer with Airbus because of Brexit, for example. I mean, there's a real danger that Airbus's facility in Wales, in northern Wales, where they make wing parts, at risk if Brexit falls apart and the UK leaves without a deal. And so countries like Malaysia, like China, and others in Asia-Pacific, I think, stand to gain if they play their cards right. Airbus is not going away anytime soon. In fact, they're expanding. They're a large aerospace firm, and they do want to improve their investments in Malaysia. Right now, it's about $400 million a year, and they're looking at something like 550 in five years' time. So there's a huge potential there, and I think that's something Malaysia should work very closely and, you know, try to position itself to take advantage of the deficiencies in other parts of the world.
Interesting. So, but if Malaysia Airlines, though, is forced to rationalize part of its fleet due to further restructuring or mothballing, how do you think that is going to affect the MRO industry, given that the national carrier also accounts for quite a sizable chunk of it?
Oh, that's a big if. If Malaysia Airlines is rationalized, if it's reduced in size, I do not think that will happen. I don't think the government has the desire or the political will at the moment to do anything drastic to Malaysia Airlines, given that it's there are a huge number of workers involved, and it's something that I think will take a bit of time before they make any real overhaul of their company. So there's no danger of those wide-body aircraft that is operating in Malaysia Airlines fleet being put out of operation. So that will continue for the time before, for the foreseeable future, and I think that there's no danger of that.
Shukor, just one question about the incentive that our government is giving. Are there any, for example, tax breaks, grants, will it be enough?
No, thank you for asking that. I think there's a lot more that can be done in order for Malaysia to be more competitive in relation to our competitors in ASEAN, for example. I think Thailand has done a lot more in this space by giving more incentives like corporate tax breaks to companies. For example, in Thailand, if you're an aerospace company and you come in and you want to do business and investments there, they give you 8 years. That's very competitive. That's very attractive. And that's something that our government ought to look at and perhaps match. Otherwise, there are other areas of the human resource that they can look at as well. For example, looking at giving easy access for skilled engineers and skilled experts to come in, minus the paperwork, or rather to reduce the clutter and the paperwork. Going digital, reduce the number of paper documents that's going to be involved. So those are just some of the things that Malaysia can do to compete more effectively with countries like Thailand or like the Philippines. But Thailand, as it stands, is the biggest competitor to Malaysia in the MRO segment right now.
Thank you so much for joining us, and I'm sure we'll be checking in on you for developments in this very exciting industry. That was Shuko Yusuf, founder and analyst of Endow Analytics. And I think this is really exciting. This could be a growing sector for Malaysia. And I feel that it's only a logical progression, given that we have AirAsia here, right? And AirAsia has a lot of planes.
Right. I thought Shuko brought up an interesting point with regard to Brexit, because he mentioned that Airbus has a facility in Northern Wales, right? And that's possibly going to be affected if the UK goes through with Brexit, and that we could actually stand to gain from that, the Asia-Pacific as a whole, although we will still have to compete with Thailand, it looks like.
Although I think also, on the other hand, we have that trade tiff with the European Union on the palm oil side of things. Airbus is quite ready to endear themselves to us by announcing some of these contracts to be set up what feels like almost immediately here in Malaysia. So that's an interesting development amidst all this talk about Malaysia buying fighter jets from China.
Yeah, speaking about tiff, there's also tiff with our frenemy down south as well with regards to water, and how it just seemed when this news broke out yesterday, we couldn't help but associate with another MRO facility in Seletar Airport, and whether or not this is, there was any correlation with regards to our relationship right now, our negotiation right now with Singapore.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.